Okay, we're continuing on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, the Mishnah, near the bottom of the Amud. The Od, we're going to be talking now about, going to be going back in details about the Malach of Hotzah, about the Malach of carrying, moving from Rishus to Rishus, or carrying Dalet Amos, Rishus to Rabim. We're talking about various halach, as we're going to continue with Mishnayos, with various halachas, and this, and the next few prokim. Mishnayos about the minimum shear one needs to be chayiv to carry various items out on Shabbos. As we know, in general, in many halachas in the Torah, one is not mechuyiv. Well, I mean, the halacha really is that even a chatzi shear is aser min haTorah generally, but in terms of an onesh, a punishment, or a karban in the case of Shabbos, in terms of whether there would be a chiyuv misa, or in terms of whether there would be a chiyuv chatus in a case of shoygeg, that would depend on requirements of minimum shiurim. But now we're going to talk just about another rule as far as that goes before we get to the actual shiurim. And then the next Mishnah, we're going to get to the actual shiurim. The old klal acher omru. There was another klal that we said. Another klal. We had the klal gadol that we started the parak with, and now we're going to talk about another klal that was said. Kol hakasher lahatznia, anything which is kosher to kol hakasher lahatznia, anything which is something, a thing which people generally use, and we're going to explain what would be a thing that people don't generally use when we get into the Gemara. O matznian kamayu. And it's a shear, and it will be a shear that people would use. Meaning the different items have different levels of chashivas. Whereas, if you would be mitzi, if you would take out less than that, it wouldn't have the level of chashivas that would make a person chayiv. But a matznian kamoa means it has that minimum shear. Votzia b'Shabbos, and he carries it out on Shabbos. He's mitzi from rishus to rishus. Chayiv chatas olav. He's mukhiyav a chatas on it. But anything which is not something that people are matzniya, they don't put away, meaning they don't store, as it were, v'ein matzniyan kamayu, or there's not a sheer chashiv of it, even if it would be something that would be roi to store, v'otzio b'shabbos, and he's mitzi it on Shabbos, einu chayiv ela hamatzniyo, then the only person that would be chayiv would be a person who actually did store it. In other words, you could have items that don't meet, that are not items that people would generally be machshiv consider, and therefore a person should be potter on it. But if a person was machshiv it to the extent that he put it away, he put it in a box or he put it in some type of container, so he would be chayiv for carrying it out, whereas other people who did not do the hatznah, who did not put it away in a box, would not be chayiv. So, just to recap, anything which, the first part of the Mishnah is saying anything which is roi to store, and people store that amount of shear, that shear of something, and you're mitzi on Shabbos, there's a chayiv chatus even if you weren't matzni it. You didn't necessarily have to be machshiv it by putting it into a container. But if you're talking about something which does not have that level of chashivas, and either because of the item or because of the shear, then a person who carries that on Shabbos is not chayiv, but the matznia, ainu chayiv ela matznia, the matznia of it would be chayiv on Shabbos. Okay, so now, first of all, let's see what we're talking about in the Gemara. Continuing in the Gemara. Kala kasher latznia lafuke mai. Anything which is kosher latznia, what does it mean to exclude? What is not something which is kosher latznia? So Rav Papa Amar lafuke dam nida. It means the blood of a nida, right? Woman having her period, that dam. Arukva Amar lafuke atze asherah. It means to exclude the wood of the asherah tree that was ivid for avodah zara, becomes asher bahana. So okay. So man diomer dam nida, the one who says dam nida kol shekein atzei asherah. If you say dam nida is excluded, meaning it's not considered chashuv, certainly atzei asherah. Dam nida, as we're going to see, it's not asher b'hanah. It's just something that maybe people don't have any use for. But he says, so certainly Atzi Asherah, Mandi Omer Atzi Asherah, but the one, the Mandi Omer Marukva, who said Atzi Asherah, Aval Dam Nida, is considered something that's roy, matzi, is considered something roy, usable. Matzi Leilu Shunra. People, what do they do with it? What do you do with Dam Nida? What possible use could it have that we would say that it's considered something that even if you're not matzni it, anybody would be chayiv on it? He says, because he says they feed it to the cat. Right. So, and what's the other man diyomer? So what's the yidduch? The other man diyomer, how does he understand it? Kivan dechol sholay matzni lay. Since, apparently, not in the physical world, metaphysical world, there's an idea that if somebody feeds dam of an adam to a chatul, that person becomes cholosh, that person becomes weak, it's not good for his health. So that's why the other man diyomer says dam nida is not something that people play around with. They let it go and they don't use it for anything. So therefore, in general, if a person would not be matzniyat, they would not be chay for haysan Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosef bar Chanina, hay deleikar Rav Shimon. This is not going like Rav Shimon. The Iker Rav Shimon, and this is Rav Shimon who's in the Mishnah in the beginning of the next parak. That's going to be actually Ayin Vavam and Beis. Amar lo amru kol hashiurin halalu ela lamatzniyayin. Rav Shimon says all these shiurim were only said for the one who was matzniyat. Now, what does that mean exactly? So Rashi over here explains that it means that if you'd have a person who's different than other people, let's say you have an adam ashir, whereas Rav Shimon would hold that an adam ashir, where the shiur is not chashiv to him, would not be chayiv if he takes it out and he wasn't matzniyat. In other words, because he's different than other people. What's considered chashiv for a normal person wouldn't necessarily be considered chashiv for a wealthy person. So an adam asher who doesn't consider the shir to be chashiv would not be chayiv according to Rav Shimon. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, there is no such exclusion. And it would apply to, these shiurim apply across the board. Right, the Tanakhama holds they only apply to an adam asher. Now Rashi actually, an ayin of avam and beis, and perhaps it'll be spoken about more over there, says it a little differently. In other words, where he actually writes in the Mishnah, he says you have, he's mashmi, he says you have to be matzniyat. You actually have to be matzniyat to be chayiv. So, and over here he clearly doesn't seem to say that that's what Rav Shimon holds, and it's understood. Taisu says, of course he doesn't hold it. Rav Shimon doesn't hold you need hatsnah to be chayiv. You don't need to put it away to be chayiv. What he means is an adam usher needs hatsnah to be chayiv on the shiurim that were for a regular person. A wealthy person needs to do hatsnah in order to be chayiv for a smaller shiur. But otherwise he's not going to be chayiv. Another point that's, the Ritva learns that Rav Shimon would hold Lo Amr Kol Shiur Halalu Elo Matzniyayin. There are Tanakhamas would seem to hold, it's not really clear over here, but the Tanakhama would seem to hold that even something which if you're Matzniya less than a Shiur, the Tanakhama says a Beferish in the second part of the Mishnah, then you're Chayiv, the Matzniya is Chayiv. But Rav Shimon would hold that no, these Shiurim apply even to a Matzniya, and a Matzniya would not, the Shiur that's less for a normal person, even if somebody's matzniya, they would not be chayiv. And an ajam asher would be chayiv if he matzniya the shir for a normal person. So according to Rav Shimon, there's two points where he disagrees with the Tanakhama, like the way the Ritva learns. The two points are that, first of all, that an adam asher is not going to be chayiv on the shiurim if they're not significant to him, unless he's matzniya it. And second of all, a matzni is not going to be chayiv on anything less than the shiurim. But Avada Rav Shimon also agrees that for a normal person, doesn't necessarily have to be matzniyat. Okay, v'chol sheiner kasher latzniyat. Anything which is not roy to be matzniyat. Amar Rav Elezer. So the matzni is chayiv on it. But nobody else is. Even though somebody, let's say, I'm matzniyah, and somebody else, I put it away, and somebody else carries it out, meaning I show chashivas for it. Only the person who put it away would be chayiv, but not somebody else who takes out the box or the container. Amar Rav Elazar, had the like Rav Shimon Elazar. This is not like Rav Shimon Elazar. The Tanya Klalim Rav Shimon Elazar, kol shein kasher latznia, vein matznia kamayu. Anything which is not kasher latznia, and then not matznia l'kamayu, v'huchshu l'zev, it's niu, and this one considered it worthwhile. And he was matznia, meaning he considered it to be significant. Ubo achar v'itzio, and somebody else comes and is mitzi, it nischayev zev, v'machshav of shel zev. Rav Shimon Elazar, it's more machmer, and he holds not only the matznia could be chayev, but any person who carried it out afterwards could also be chayev because of the machshava of that one. Okay, next Mishnah. Now we're going to actually start what we discussed previously, the listing of the different shiurim for different types of products, different types of items. Hamaitzi tevin, kamalei pi para. Somebody's motzi straw, so it's kamalei pi para. It's like the what needs to fill a cow's mouth. Eitzah. I'm going to explain what eitzah is in the Gemara. Kamali pi gamal. Has to be the what fills a camel's mouth. Amir, which is the hard stalks, which is the hardness of the stalks of shibalim. Kamali pi tle, like the mouth of a tle. Asovim. Asovim is... Asavim is grass, is kamali piagadi, like the pi of a gadi is a kid, not a full-fledged lamb, it's a smaller shear. Ali shum, vali bitsalim, if you have leaves of garlic or bitsalim is onions, the leaves of onion, garlic or onions, lachem kegrogerus, if they're lachem, if they're wet, if they're moist, then they're like a grogerus. Grogerus, as we're going to see, as we perhaps was mentioned before, kegrogerus, which is the shear of a dried fig, is the shear of a is the normal shear for macholim of people. So those are yveshim, but yveshim which people do not eat. So then it's kamali pigidi. It's again like the mouth of a kid. Vein mitstarfen zem zeh itnei shelo shavu b'shiurin. They cannot be mitzarif with each other because they're not equal shiurim. They're not equal shiurim, so they can't be mitzarif with each other. Okay. All right. My eitzah. So what is eitzah? The Gemara. Starting the Gemara. My eitzah. Amar Rav Yehuda. Tevin shel minei kitnius. Eitzah is tevin, straw of minei kitnius. Straw of mine kidneys, meaning it's a type of straw that comes from beans. Giyasar Avdimi Omar HaMaitzi Tevin, he said, what happens if somebody's Maitzi Tevin, Kemali Pi Para, which is Kemali Pi Para, which is what we said, Tevin is Roy for a Para, and therefore if he brings out the shear for it to fill the mouth of a cow, that should be enough to be Chayiv. The Gumbel, but his intention was not to feed a cow with this. His intention was when he was mitzi it from one rishus to another, when he took it out from one domain to another, was to give it to a gamal, to a camel. Rav Yechanan Amar Chayiv. Rav Yechanan says he's Chayiv anyway. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Potter. Rav Shimon Lakish says he's Potter. Okay. Buorta Amar Rav Yechanan Hachi. In the evening, Rav Yechanan said this. Lasafrin, the next morning, slept on it, I guess, or whatever. Haderbay thought about it. Haderbay. He was Chayzer. And he said, no, it should really be potter, because since he's bringing it for the gemal, so he needs a bigger shear in order to be chayiv. Amar Rav Yosef, shaper over the hader. It's good that he was chozer the halo chazi le gemal. It's not chazi for a gemal. And he was bringing, his intention was to bring it out for a camel, so why should he be chayiv? Amar Le Abaya, Abaya said, Adarabba, kidamei kara mistavra. It's more mistavir like what he thought originally, the chazi le para, because when all said and done, it's roi for a paras. Even if his intention was for a gomel, but since it has a chashivas, it's roi for a para, so therefore he should be chayiv. So Elaki Yasser Rabban Omar, it's actually Rabban said, Hamaiti tevin, kemoli pi para le gomel. If somebody takes out the tevin, which is the type of straw that we said was for a cow, and it was the shear of the mouth of a cow, which was a shear chashivas for a cow. The kuliyam legamal for a camel. The kuliyam lo pligi de chayiv. There's no machlokes that he's going to be chayiv over there, because when all said and done, it could be feasible to feed to a cow. Ki pligi b'maitzi eitzah. They're arguing The machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is when they were mitzi eitzer kamali pipara lepara. If the eitzer, which is the camel food, which is the from the beans, the straw of the beans, and they were mitzi the eitzer kamali pipara lepara, and they were mitzi the eitzer. They had intention. They want to feed a cow with this. It's normally camel food, but they want to feed a cow with it. And actually, it was the other way around, meaning the one who said Chayev said Potter, and the one who said Potter said Chayev. And again, Rav Yechon Amar Potter, it's Potter from a carbon if he does a Beshegig, or Potter from Misa, the Mez Vasra, Reish Lakish Amar Chayev. Reish Lakish says he's Chayev. We're going to explain this now. Rav Yechon Amar Potter, Achil Al Yedea Dechak, Loishma Achil. That's Achil Al Yedea Dechak. Achil Al Yedea Dechak is not considered to be an Achil. Reish Lakish Amar Chayev. In other words, for a cow to eat eitzah is something which it's, you know, you're very hungry, sometimes you'll eat certain things. So the cows, it's called achila shal yedei dechak. So Rav Yochanan says that's not called an achila, and therefore, consequently, taking it out, that shear, if a person had in mind to take out the eitzah for the para, and it's only kamali pi para, which is less than the shear of the mouth of a camel, which has a bigger mouth, so it's that achila is not called an achila, and therefore he won't be chayav. Reish Lakish Amar Chayav. Reish Lakish says he is chayav achila al yedei dechak shma achila. The idea of eating al yedei dechak is still called, has a shame achila, still called eating. Taisus just points out an interesting thing. We have by Nezikin Bava Kama, we have over there. It seems to say achila al yedei dechak is called an achila. What's the nafkamina? If an animal does certain damages, so if it's a normal thing to do, a person first, even the first time the animal does it, a normal type of thing that an animal does, it's called either whatever, shein or regel, whatever, you can get above a comma, get into it, but it's called a normal hezek that a person has to watch the animal for, and therefore a person's chayv to pay nezek shalim, the total damage. It would be something mishuna, something out of the abnormal, like a cat, like an ox goring, which does. That's why we say the first three times you only have to pay chatzin nezek, you don't have to pay. But we say over there, if an animal eats something that's not normal, it's still achila al yedei dechak shma achila. And there it seems to be everybody agrees to it. Because it says by nezikin it's not called mishuna to the extent that you should have to pay chatzin nezek. But as far as Shabbos, to be considered an achila, to be considered a hadzah, it works with a different parameter. And if it's an achila yadei dechak, it's not enough to say that it's an important haitzah, and therefore you'd be putter. Even over there, it's considered normal enough that you have to watch from it that you would not pay chatzin nezek. So that's a Taisus pointing out that the parameters work a little differently. Is that when you say achila yadei dechak, it doesn't necessarily mean it in every instance. It means over here achila yadei dechak leishma achila wouldn't necessarily apply all over. Okay. Omer kemali plitzle, we're going back and quoting the Mishnah further. So omer is a type of straw also. Seems like it's maybe a less processed straw than the tevin for the cow. So, okay. Kemali plitzle, I tanya kegregorus. We had a brisa that says it's kegregorus. It says that it's the shear of a fig. It's a shear of a dried fig. So why do we say over here different shear? Kamali pitzla. So Gemara says idi vidi chad shiruhu. The mouth of a tlev, a kid, meaning the animal, and the mouth of a person, and the shear of a groigerus, which is considered to be the shear chashiv for a person, is the same shear. So all right, Taisus points out, why do we say then kamali pitzla? Why don't we just say kegregorus in the Mishnah? So we want to tell you that this has to do with achilas tleh. It happens to be that they have the same shear, but this is really not something that people eat. It's something that you feed to the animals, in this case the tleh. But therefore, we wanted to tell. That's why it said the shear in this way, even though it could have said kegregorus, because as we just said now, kegregorus and kamali pli tleh, the dried fig, and the kamali pli tleh have the same shear. Okay. Ali shum v'ali b'tzolam lachin kegregorus. If they're moist, they're like a kegregorus, which is a dried fig. V'yaveshim kamali pi hagidi. If they're dried out, this kamalit pia gediv ein mitstarfim zem zem neshul shuvah b'shiuran. They're not mitstarfim with each other because they don't have similar shiurim. Right, the lachem has a different sheet. Well, right, ein mitstarfim zem zem actually doesn't actually mean those things because they actually have the same. Kamali pi hai. I'm sorry. Right. Kamali pi tles kegregris. Right. Kamali pi tles kegregris. But these things, kamali pi kedi, is a smaller shear than kegregris. Right. Tles, the lamb. Okay. So just a correction on what I said. Kamali pi tle, which we said was the same shear, was that translated it? The tle is a lamb, not a kid. Okay. Ali shom alevi tzalim lachem kegregris reveshim kamali pi kedi ein mestarfim zem zem neshlo v'shibishirei, and they don't have the same shear because gregris is kamali pi tle. Right, that's equivalent, and the evasion, the dried ones are only fed to animals, and they're kamali pika divain mitstarfim zem zem neshlo b'shiuran. Now, it seems to be an animal. And I think Rashi points this out. An animal could still eat the lachem, but you wouldn't feed it to an animal because it's roi for people. So why give it to an animal? Okay, Amar Rav Yosef bar Chanina, ein mitstarfim lechomer shebehen. They're not mitstarif to the more chomer, meaning chomer in this case means the smaller shear. Of a mitstarfin like kal shebehen, but they are mitstarif to the more kal, meaning the chashiv could be mashlim the kal. So in this case, the tevin could be mashlim the eitza to make up the shear of a gomel, which is a bigger shear, right? Because eitza is more kal because it needs a bigger shear. Tevin is more chomer because it needs a smaller shear. Only kamali piya gamal. So tevin could be mitstarif in eitza. But the other way around, Eitza can't be mitstarfim tevin lahashlam moli pi para. So if you have the tevin with the Eitza, it works, but the Eitza with the tevin does not work. Right, and we said, right, tevin is a processed straw, tevin is a processed straw, and Eitza is from the beans. Okay. B'chol dolah shava b'shiurein ni mitstarfim. The Gemara says, but if things are not shava b'shiurein, could they be mitstarf at all? Under any circumstances? But Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, HaBeged, this is a Mishnah in Kalim, has to do with Tumah V'Taira. If you have a Beged, which is Gimel al Gimel Tfachim, Rashak, or something made out of sackcloth, which is Dalad al Dalad, Ba'or, skins from hides, from leather, Hay al Hay, 5 on 5 Tfachim, Mafetz, a mat of reeds, Vav al Vav, the Tani Allah, we learned on it, there's a Brisa on this Mishnah, says HaBeged Bahasak, Beged together with Sak, Hasak Ba'or, sack and or leather, or by mafetz, or with mafetz, those, each one of those groupings are mitstarfim zem zeh, even though they all have the yomer of Shimon, they have different shiurim, matam, and Rav Shimon says, how could they be mitstarf with each other? Maybe shiruyin latame moshu, because they have a shear where they are mitstarf. What does this mean? Meaning you could have a situation where, let's say you have a saddle of a chamor, of a donkey, and you need to put a patch on it. So then you would mix the materials, let's say beged, not all of them together, but beged and sack, or sack and or, like beged, I guess means could mean wool over here, beged and sack, or sack and or and a mafetz, you would mix those together in order to make a patch, a tefach by a tefach, in order to sit on it. So, just we're talking over here about a situation where we're talking about tumas moishev of a zov, where in other words, for medras hazov, it has to be something that he's roy to sit on. So actually, in tumas may, some of these shiurim would be less. But for a zov to transfer tuma, I say tumas moishev, so it has to be, it has this a bigger shear, something that's a shear to, he's right to sit on. Okay, so, but you could use it for a patch, to make a patch, a tefach by a tefach. Right, so, and then you're not makbid. For that patch, you wouldn't be makbid if it's from two different meaning. So now the point we're saying is, taima, the reason is the ruy letami moshev. The only reason why you're able to do this is because it's ruy letami moshev. It's ruy to put them together for tumas moshev, for this specific case of the patch. Avalein roi l'tami moshev loy. But if it's not roi l'tami moshev, meaning that if they don't have something where they come together on, then you don't mix two things to make up a shear. It's only because over here they have by a patch where you would put them together, and you would sit on top of it. So he would sit on top of it, so it could have a tumas maishiv. Tumas maishiv, even in Charev, he's not sitting directly on top of it. Anyway, or on top of something that's on top of it. So in any case, you see that in order to be mitzaref things, they have to come together for the same shear. So over here they don't. The Tevin and the Eitz, they don't have the same shear. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hachim nami de chazi lemozke. They have a shear to chazi ledugma. Sorry, the chazi ledugma. The chazi for if somebody wants to show off his wares to sell, that he's selling animal feed. Wants to show that he's selling animal feed, and he wants to show what he's selling, his merchandise. So he would mix together. Possibly he wouldn't mix the chomer, the kal with the chomer, meaning he wouldn't mix tevin. He wouldn't mix eitzah with tevin. That wouldn't go. But he would mix some tevin with eitzah. So therefore, that's why we're saying the kal, which is the eitzah, could be mitzaref with the tevin in that situation. So therefore, since it could be mitzaref in that situation, so therefore that's why we say it could be mitzaref to the shir of hoysah, because it has a situation where they could be joining together. So since it has that situation, it, okay. Right, and we're talking over here about Medrash Azov, where he didn't touch it. He touched it, some of these shirim could actually be smaller, but for Medrash Azov, where he's sitting on top of something that's touching it, in other words, he's sitting on top of it through, let's say, an indirect means, it's enough to say that it's Tamei Al Stalach of Medrash Azov. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamaitzi Eichlim Kegregris, Chayiv. Somebody's Maitzi Eichlim, and as we said this before, Eichlim, edible foods, kegregerus. The shear is a dried fig. Chayim mitzdarf mitzayazev neisha shava b'shiurein. They're mitzdarf with each other because all foods have the same shear. Chutz, except for these exceptions, klit b'sehen. They are, that's the shells v'garinehen. They're pits v'ksehen, and they're the stems v'soibin u'mersonen. And that's the soibin is the it's the shell of the wheat that comes from when you pound it, comes off. And mersun is another part of the, after the sifting, what remains. So those things are not considered to be those things are not mashlim to the shear, and they're not considered eichlim. So they're not mashlim to the shear. They weren't, and they wouldn't make if it's a gregarious only together with those things, then the person would not be chayv achatis for being moitzi on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda adds another, says, Chutz miklipe adoshim shemizbashlish behem. And he says another thing, this is a more lenient thing, he says, klipe adoshim, if you'd have the shells of lentils, so which are cooked with them, this is a type of shell of lentils that's cooked with them, that would also not be mitzaref, and to the Gregor. So he adds in, right, but he said, but klipi adoshim, which are cooked with it, would be mitzdarf. Actually, no, I'm sorry, it's not a kula, it's really a chumra. He's saying that this thing would be mitzdarf, and so it's shaykh to have this thing, be mitzdarf, because it's considered a food when it's cooked with it, not the outer shell. As Rashi says, that it falls off in the gyrin, but another shell that's there in the lentil that's cooked together with it. Now, Gemara says this, so now we start the Gemara. Saibin and Mersonin loy mitzdarfin. Saibin and Mersonin are not mitzdarif. Ivatnan. Why don't we say that these shells, these types of bran, I think we call it, these types of bran are not mitzdarif together with the, these types of bran are not mitzdarif, right? It's coarse bran and fine bran, I see it's translated as. He says, these things are not mitzdarif. Vatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Hilchala, Chamesh is Ruah and Kemech, we have 5 fourths of a cup of Kemech, we owed Chayav and Mechala. Hein v'soibin u'mersonin. They, and it's and they and the soibin u'mersonin are included in the making of the flour that's being used to make the bread that's going to have a chiyuv to separate challah from it. So why is there a difference? Why over here we say it's not mitzarf to the sheer chashivus of a kagrogeris to be mechayev for taking down on Shabbos, but it is mitzarf to the sheer of making it 5/4 of a kaf to be chayev and challah. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says the reason is shekein ani oichel pito b'ito belusa, because an ani doesn't, he wants to get the maximum amount that he can out of the bread that he's eating, and he would eat it without those separations of the brands of the soybean and mersonin. So therefore, as far as chal is concerned, it's considered to be chashur. As far as it's called, as Rashi says, it's called, if we look at Rashi, belusim, rebis, besubon, and mersonin, ilkach, lechem, aritz, karinim, bay. Inyan Shabbos, midi, de chashur, be'inin. By Shabbos, you need something chashur, v'stamaya, dahani, lav, oichel. These things, mestama, are not considered an oichel, and they're not considered something chashur. So they're not mitzdarif as far as that. But as far as ilkach, chala, they are. Interesting, I don't know what you would say nowadays. There's whole wheat bread, which I believe has the sorbin or mersonin included in it. So it's interesting what you would say. Perhaps nowadays it is considered to be a shir, to be mitzarf to the shir of kegregris, because people are machshavit now. Okay, last part of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Amar Chutz Miklipe Adoshim HaMizbashlus Behem Imohim. He says only klipei adoshim, which are mevushal together with, in other words, that would be included in the shir kegregris. Gemara says adoshim in Poland, like only lentils and not Poland type of beans. He says about Tandi, we learned in a brisa. Rav Yehuda Amar Chutz Miklipe Poland Vadoshim. Rav Yehuda in a brisa said that he argued on the two points. He said are mitzarf kegregris, klipei Poland are mitzarf and klipei adoshim are mitzarf. So why over here in the Mishnah did he only mention klipei adoshim amitzarif and not klipei polim? So Gemara says loy kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha bechadeti, ha batike. That's talking about new ones. Ha batike, and that's talking about old ones. But if they're new ones, which haven't been around for them, so then they could be mitzarif. If they're old, when they're old, Rabbeinu Chananel explains when they're old. You look at Rabbeinu Chananel actually the last few lines on the Amud. On this right side of the Yomid, by the bottom of him, Yishonav and Ishtachru, if they get old, you know, well, let's just read the Gemara first. Atike, my time, Aloy. What's the reason why old ones not? Amar Avog, Neshinirin, Kazvuvim, Dekara, because they look like flies in the plate. In other words, when the pollen get old, these beans get older, they look like flies. Benachanal says, "Him yishalim and ishtah not tachru. They become black. Nirin kikzvuva mekara. They look like flies in the plate. Regilim neyadam lekalfim kaidim bishul. People are going to take them off before bishul. Blukach ein klipei hen mitstarfis imayin. Therefore, the klipa in that situation won't be mitstarif because people will not eat it. But when it's chad, before it turns black, people would consider it. Rav Yehuda holds people would consider it a part of the food, and therefore it would be mitstarif to kegregis." Hadron Aloch Klal Gadol, and we'll stop here. The next shir will continue with the beginning of the perek of Hamaitzi.